to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. I want to just thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in us as we walk through this minefield of current events together. We've got a treat for you coming up here just within seconds. It's going to be Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and it's my understanding, boy, I hope I'm right, Greg Evenson from the Heartland USA. Oh my goodness, if that's true, praise God. That's all I have to say about that. Two things. First of all, folks, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you Minuteman Stove. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. There, they've got the perfect rocket stove for all of your needs. MinutemanStove.com. This is a required device, required tool for all of the Hagmann listeners. That's right, it's required. The reason I say that is it's a 50 caliber ammo can that packs as much heat as your kitchen stove. It is affordable. It is durable. It's serving with our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's U.S. made in the USA, handmade. It's got refractory insulation, although the inside gets like a blast furnace, the outside 200 degrees, you sit on a picnic table. Go to MinutemanStove.com, MinutemanStove.com. Make sure you tell them the Hagmann and Hagmann Report sent you. It's incumbent for you to do that. They're fire starters as well, MinutemanStove.com. All right, second thing is, you know, when I first picked this book up and started reading this book, Empire Beneath the Ice, I mean, I knew it was a good book. This, to me, is Steve Quayle's magnum opus and the definitive topic about what's going on underneath the ice. The Empire Strikes Back. The Empire Beneath the Ice Strikes Back. I'm not gonna belabor the point. I'm just so happy to bring on Steve Quayle. And Steve, I'll let you do the introductions if, in fact, we have Greg Evenson. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Doug, and it's a treat to be able to have Greg on. Independently, we're tracking the events in the Antarctic and also in the Arctic. You know, the neat thing about a jigsaw puzzle is that somebody who's been focused on a specific part of the puzzle sometimes needs an outside set of eyes, Doug, to come in and say, oh, I see where that piece goes. Well, tonight we're praying, and Greg and I have already prayed about tonight, and I want to share this. The reason this is important for Christians is because the greatest deception in the history of the world, the one that Jesus spoke about, that basically said if he didn't shorten the days, that even the elect would be deceived. So that's what's going on in all avenues of the world, both natural and supernatural. Right now we're at a point of convergence. That convergence is that everything that's been, if you will, spooky, bumpy in the night and stuff is coming into our realm. And literally, that which was kept, I believe, out of our immediate visual and audio sights and our ability to perceive it is now gone. So, in essence, God has given mankind the ability by free will to choose if they're going to follow him or they're going to follow the evil one. And so I'm going to bring on Greg and let him speak. Now, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is critical to your understanding because, number one, as Christians, you're going to have to be able to give an answer. You're going to have to be able to rise above this stuff in faith. And so, again, Doug, I want to share this. Both Greg and I are walking circumspectly. We've prayed, asked the Lord not to let us go where we shouldn't go. And this may sound a little bit ominous and melodramatic, but every time, you know, you do a show like this, you go, God, help me to share what needs to be shared, but not to go beyond that which you want us to go beyond. So I know this. I can speak for Greg and I can speak for myself. We both are yielded to that and yielded literally to the Spirit of the living God, and we want to share with you what's going on, because all over, Doug, you probably know this, the web bots Cliff High is getting so many predictive linguistics that, you know, the major religions of the world are going to undergo a tremendous shaking. The lies that many people have believed, and so what is going to happen is the great deception is simply going to be this, and this is the simplified version, that there is no God, Jesus is not real, and that the aliens created us and they're coming back to save us. All the new ancient technology, all the new understanding of true history will launch us into the golden age of man, and first of all, men will become gods living forever. Pleasure and perversion. That's a nutshell. I can back up everything I say in that statement, but I want to bring Greg on. And Greg, thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, Steve, I, as always, cannot begin to thank you for being, number one, my Christian brother, one of the closest I have in the entire world, if not the closest. And Doug and Joe, I tell you, it's been far too long, but I was far too ill for a long time and just couldn't do it. But I tell you, I'm looking forward with great anticipation for what the Lord is going to do tonight for hundreds of thousands, perhaps a few million listeners around the globe that are having trouble, frankly, digesting, accepting, and moving forward with a plan, because it is so overwhelming at times. And fellas, I'll tell you, it's hard enough for me when I've been back on the radio now for several months, but not very long, and not nearly as positive programming as it is with the Hagman Report. And so I just want you to know that when I am contemplating a show like tonight, there's two things at work for me. Having been a state trooper and federal investigator and so forth, it's hard for me to say, oh, okay, yeah, Steve Quayle, yeah, I know Steve. And, well, what do you think of his information and his books and his DVDs and so forth? And I say, well, what are you getting at? Well, do you believe him or not? And I step back figuratively and literally at times, and I say, of course I do. He's my Christian brother. He's doing a job that many of you cannot do, will not do. And because of that, it's left to a literal handful of people that are willing to step out on the plank and move towards the end of the ship. So when that happens, you get revealed, that's bad sensing, I'm sorry, it's revealed to you that, well, Steve wrote some good books, and the best book, I think, by far, is his latest about the Nazi, concubines under the ice, about the giants. And you know, many of you, that he's been writing about that for years. And I will tell you that, unbeknownst to Steve now, and unbeknownst to him at any point, I have checked, because I wanted to be totally in compliance with what Jesus would have me say and do and stand behind. Now, you understand, please, let me say this to give you an understanding of why this is so critically important. I'm not the only one tonight listening that is a police officer, sheriff's deputy, or other law enforcement person. And the reason that's critical is because the folks that are listening that fit into those categories, we were trained. I believe I was raised from fourth grade. The Secret Service went back to the fourth grade and checked with my fourth grade teacher, who's now gone. And they said, was this guy a nutcase, or was he? No, he was a good kid. Well, did he do anything outstanding? Yeah. And I know how this sounds, so please forgive me. But she was saying this. I saw her about a year later, and she was telling me about this. And she said, the one thing I told them was that if there's ever trouble at school, that Greg had to know what happened, who it happened to, what they said, what they didn't say, and on and on. And so I was in that mold from fourth grade on. Now, why is that important? Well, because the information that you're going to hear tonight, and many of you have read about and watched the DVDs that Steve has put out, and there's more coming, you must grasp what that means to all of us. I can't tell you the number of people that are involved in this at all levels, military and police at high levels, and at with some shipboard personnel. It's all coming together to serve one purpose, and that's to make real and understandable the situation that we find ourselves in. If you've ever read the Bible, then you understand. We are approaching very quickly what I believe is, in fact, the biblical end-time scenario. In fact, we may be already on the first step. And if that's the case, which I believe it is, then we have no choice. Gentlemen, do you want to defend your families? Do you want to be there for your children, even though they're 25 or 30 years old? And they're afraid to admit that they didn't listen when you were trying to tell them about this? Is it really a tough one when they come home on a weekend with their families and they pull you aside and they say, Dad, is it going to get that bad? Now, what are you going to tell them? I've already been in that position with my son, who was a police officer, and others of the law enforcement family. And ladies and gentlemen out there that are listening tonight, thank you for tuning in. I told you you wouldn't be disappointed. You won't be. Not that we're trying to make a some kind of weird theater presentation, but we're certainly going to tell you what we know, what we believe is the truth, and what you can do to get yourselves ready. Now, I'm chopping this up into, what could you say, segments, I guess. As you can tell, my voice is much better, those of you that have been listening, but I've still got just a little ways to go. My wife was so pleased last night. I was able to sing Amazing Grace with her for the first time in about 14 months. My voice was damaged when I had surgery, when they put the tubes down the throat, my throat. They, they messed up one of my vocal cords. So my voice bounces in and out, and it's kind of silly, but that's what I'm facing. So I'm going to chop it up a little bit. Steve will be on later in the program, but we've got it probably close to thirds tonight. He and I can come on the third hour. Steve will be on the second hour. And I'm going to try and lay out for you what I have found to be utterly, absolutely and totally believable, number one. But if you have read the Bible, then you know what I'm telling you is true. You know what's coming is what we're telling you tonight. And so all the times that we've been on with Joe and Doug, this is, I think, one of the most critical times that you'll ever listen to us, because the time frame is narrowing greatly. And because of that, we just don't have the luxury of being able to say, well, that's okay. We can do this, and don't worry about it. When it happens, it happens. If it happens, you know, and no. Please don't get that. Don't make that assumption tonight. What we want is for you to be prepared physically. Be prepared with your stock of needs, food and water and guns and ammo. And I'm not going to mince words. I go out whenever the weather's decent where I live, and that's not very often in the winter. But I'm trying to get my wife trained, and she is an excellent shot. And I said, you know, if something happens, you got to be able to protect yourself, because I'm going to push you back and take off front and center. And if I don't make it, then you've got to be able to protect the kids and our grandkids and so forth. So all of this comes down to this. Under the ice, there is a situation that has come about that I don't think anyone really thought would occur. And that was, that is, that the creatures known as the giants, the Nephilim, are coming awake. I don't understand how that's possible, but I believe it is. And Steve can perhaps expand on that a little bit later. But what we have are creatures that are bound by copper shackles in many cases, in all cases mostly. And the only way they can be stopped that I know of is with copper-tipped ammunition, arrowheads, spearheads, whatever is the weapon at hand. Now, I know there's a few of you folks that are going, okay, he's taking me off the rails pretty quick here. No, don't do that. For the sake of your family, friends, please don't do that. Hear it out. Put the test before the Lord. And if he says, yes, this is what is happening, then please, please do not ignore the warnings of God's men and women. If you do, you will not survive long. In fact, you will be one of the first to become a casualty because you weren't prepared. My mother was Cherokee. I am Cherokee, in part. And my family, on her side, of course, is part Cherokee. And I'll tell you that what she has told me over the years, her nickname was Lizzie Lightfoot, because she ran everywhere. And she could put a team of horses together and pull a hay wagon quicker than men that have been farming for 50 years. And I was very proud of her down in the farm in central Illinois, because she believed in what she was, who she was, and she was proud of it. And that's not to say that she accepted the Native religion, because I told her over and over, that's a rough road to go down. Don't do that. Stay with the Christian religion at all costs. And so about 6 months ago, I received a call from a gentleman in northern Canada, Northwest Territories, and he questioned me, and he said, do you know Steve Quayle? And I said, I do, very well. And he said, is he believable? And I said, brother, I would take his word over the word of any living human being. He's that trustworthy. Now, if it's convenient for you to say, well, I don't know that I can believe this, well, then that's your choice. But you take your life and your family's life in your hands, and it will not be good. So when he called and I told him that, he said, all right, I've talked to a few others of the faith and of the brotherly group of natives, and he said, so I'm going to take you at your word. And I said, all right, what can I do for you? And he said, Greg, I think that we've run onto a potential nest of Nephilim. I said, okay, can you describe to me what you've run into? And he began to tell me a story that unfolded, that if I had not been a deep man of faith, and if I did not absolutely accept that we are at the precipice of the dawn of an evil age, then I guess, well, it just wouldn't have unfolded the way it did. But fortunately, because he said, well, I want you to know that I'm a Christian. My family are Christian. My tribal clan are Christians. And we are keeping our eyes peeled on an area up where we are, and I'm not going to give you any more than what I've given you, for obvious reasons. I don't want him to be at all in jeopardy of anything, except a continued courage and warrior spirit that is almost beyond my ability to grasp if I hadn't been involved in that in years past and other theaters. It would just be almost impossible. And so I do understand, folks, when you are out there trying to put common sense and understanding of these things down on paper or just to understand them at all. So I am with you on that. I do understand. But you've got to get past that step and move on into now what? And so he was asking me, what can we do? And they are, by their own choice, because it was so serious, they are leaning on their understanding of what it takes to move ahead with a protective shield for their people, a wider clan, and the people in their geographical and country area. And so with that said, he said, now, is there any way we can protect ourselves? And I said, yes, but there are very few trails left open to you. And so I began to explain that, and I had checked on this and gotten some good confirmation that if you're dealing with Nephilim, they are able to find out where you are and who you are, and by, get this now, a scent. Do you remember the poem when we were growing up? Fee-fi, fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Now, put two and two together. And so with that in mind, you have these Nephilim that are preparing to come up from their base in the Antarctic. Now, what has happened? Now, that's a little background. Now, let me go ahead and put some cerebral clarity to this, maybe. Because the Nazis literally went ahead and had their say at the end of World War II. They are they're an evil, evil, evil bunch, as we all know. But they were able to survive because they were able to compromise their lives by accepting information and science that up until that point we had no idea existed. Now, generations past, and I'm talking about hundreds of generations, have known this because they were there at the time the Nephilim roamed the world the first time. Before I forget, Steve and Doug and Joe, if I say something here that you think, excuse me, needs further clarification, by all means, stop me and put in the footnote.
We'll do. And Greg, just to give you a kind of a heads up here, we've got about 60 seconds left before 60 seconds before the bottom of the hour break, and that'll give you a three.
Very good.
Break.
All right, sir. I looked at my clock and I went, I better listen for some outro music or something. So thank you very much. Do you want to go now?
But. I think it's noteworthy. Taking this moment just for a second here. I think it's noteworthy to mention about the scent. That's very interesting. This is the first time I've heard that from anyone. So the scent, S-C-E-N-T. Okay. Again, we got about a minute left, so go ahead.
Steve, do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, and Doug, I've talked about that many times because the DNA is unique, and even the electronic signature, if you will, or on a very wonderfully atomic level, each one of our DNA signature and our sound, I've actually talked about that, Doug, on your show once, that the sound of our DNA, in essence, is like a song, and the harmonics of each person's individual DNA is unique to them through their special creation by the living God. Also today, they just came out and said that DNA, and I've been saying this for 20 years, is the ultimate storage medium, and that you won't have an external hard drive or a tera drive or, you know, giga drive or peta drive. It will all be encoded into your cells. So the issue is this, that they can do it. By the way, don't you think it's interesting, Doug and Greg, that now they want everybody's DNA, and the Human Genome Project has been exactly that. They're going to target individuals based on not only their belief, yes and no, you know, what they believe. First and foremost, Christians are on their side, but they have that ability, and they're looking for those people who have genetic markers from the fallen ones, and we can get into that when we come back from the break. But the important thing that I think we've got to start right out of the tunnel, Greg, after the break, is that you need to share what your, you know, those individuals are telling you is going on specifically in the Antarctic, because then I can add to that with some stuff I just got less than an hour ago.
I'll tell you what, buddy, that's exactly where I was going.
All right, folks, we're up against our break. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle and Greg Evenson right after these short messages. Stay with us.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you could possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Erickson.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people. Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free.
Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America.
Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back, folks, to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Greg Evenson, the Heartland USA. So pleased to hear his voice and to have him with us. A lifetime of law enforcement, of service to his country and people. And also Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, the author of Empire Beneath the Ice and many other books, but this book right here. And this is, to me, so germane to everything that's going on today. Empire Beneath the Ice. If you don't have this, go to stevequayle.com and get your copy. This is invaluable. And I carry this with me. House to studio to office to and back. Refer to it often before we get back to both guests. Precious timber, whether you are an accredited investor or someone looking for perhaps a safe refuge, whether you're looking for a financial alternative for your funds, or you're looking for a potential location, kind of for plan B. Alex Wilson from Precious Timber, he's got the answers. Visit Precious Timbers. Again, whether it's coconuts or profits in coconuts, or regardless, Precious Timber. Visit Precious Timber. Timber.com. That's precioustimber.com. And check out what they have. Coconuts, the investments, safe havens, you name it. And they're doing so much for so many countries, actually. It's just incredible. Visit precioustimber.com. He's going to be on with us at some point here in the near future. But folks, again, accredited investors and others, precioustimber.com. Our guests tonight, Steve Quayle and Greg Evenson. Steve, I'm going to turn it right over to you, sir.
Well, I think it's important that people understand, and Greg, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. So many of you have answered the call to prayer and fasting on Greg's behalf, and he's too much of a man's man to tell you everything he went through, but I can tell you this. Both he and his wife, Liz, have gone through literal medical hell, and God was with them. I remember getting a picture from Greg that Liz sent me. Basically, he's holding his hands up in the air and praising the Lord, and they told him just hours before that his chances weren't very good. Well, the bottom to come out alive. So what you're hearing tonight, what you're going to hear, is going to be kind of, I'd say this, shocking to you. Now, Greg, here's what I want to share. I want to share a couple things, and I'll turn it back over to you. Sure. In the last day, 24 hours, and then the last several hours, I've been told by someone who just returned from Argentina, who's very well connected. And when I say very well connected, there's just no better way to get connected than he is. And he told me this, that even Lockheed Martin, and they're known as the Skunk Works, they are the ones credited to reverse engineering spacecraft, alien craft, and both unusual craft from out of the world and from the inner world, okay? Yeah, you can look it up, Skunk Works. Look up Ben Rich. The thing that's fascinating is he said that they have their reverse engineering team being brought in, and teams, plural. Now, most people don't understand is Antarctica is the size, it's the fifth largest continent in the world. So the military base is off limits to anybody except who the military allows in there. Obviously, different countries have different research bases, but when he told me that 1,000, those were his numbers, I queried him twice. He said, you know what they're looking for. You know what they're there for. And I said, absolutely. They found the ancient technology. They found the things they need to reverse engineer. They obviously are called in even where their expertise may exceed even the quote-unquote 135-year-old Nazis. So, Greg, can I get you to focus right now on the Antarctica and obviously what your friend and those in the know are talking specifically about the Antarctica? Because I don't think that people recognize how critical this is, because this will be the launch. This is the key, and I would use the word skeleton key. And in this case, the giants, which you call critters, you know, they are in a form of stasis, and that's suspended animation. But something has broken them out of that stasis, and I believe the number you were given was 4 dozen. Is that correct?
Yes.
So will you take it from there, sir, and then when you get tired, you can turn it back. Thank you.
No problem. And, Steve, thanks for giving people just a little bit of a heads up on the geography of Antarctica, because it is such a major area, major landmass, and of course, all of the landmass areas in the world go down through the crust and into the mantle, before they're turned molten. So it's, they can go down 2, 3, 4 miles. That's usually about the limit before temperatures that increase and so forth make it difficult to go any further. But what has happened, and Steve, your statement, does it give credibility to the fact that a certain astronaut by the name of Buzz Aldrin was down there, and I'll just simply say that he saw more than he probably bargained for, and left, and just decided it was time to get out the best he could. But why would he have been down there, Steve? I've been asking myself that over and over. And I believe because he was and is one of the few original astronauts, that he has the mental acuity to understand the science that has been handed over to the Nazis, at least to the extent that he can. No one has all of the pieces of the puzzle, but they've got plenty of them. And so I'm going, why would he be down there? And yet at the same time, the giants are in the process of coming out of stasis. And I believe it's because they're being released. The original one was released so they could study this giant. And you're talking about a creature 15 to 20 feet tall. Now, maybe you think you're tall at 6'4", John Wayne, but nope, that's not going to get it. These guys will step on you like a bad bug. So I just think that we need, again, to keep in mind what is at stake here. Now, when this began to unravel, and I'll digress just for a moment, still on the same subject, the tunnel that has been created, that's a couple of miles wide, I am told. I have no independent verification, but I'm told that. Until I get that, I'll have to go with this. And I'll tell you that so you understand that I do have room for error, and I'll admit it if it's my error. But if I'm told something, I'm going to go ahead with it and research the rest of the information based on what I do have and what I believe to be absolutely accurate. This tunnel goes from deep within Antarctica's area below the surface of the water into southern Argentina. And the tunnel that they have cut with tunneling devices, they're huge, just massive. And they can go 7 miles in a day. Well, it doesn't take too long to figure out that they're going to be able to go all the way up through South America, all the countries there, through Central America, North America, Canada, and into the Northwest Territories. So, what are we facing? We're facing a group of these giants, apparently some from a separate point of origin, that have found their way through all these countries into the Northwest Territories, where there are some rather large caves. And while exploring, some people heard, and one claimed to see, things that were otherworldly. They could not believe what they were seeing or hearing. And so when those gentlemen contacted me, what can we do? And I sought out some good minds, and they said, because the scent trail with DNA and so forth is so profound, the only way you're going to be able to keep them at bay along with the weapons I told you about of copper, solid copper, not copper jacketed, but solid copper. And these gentlemen have arrows, spears, bullets, and so forth that are solid copper. I have solid copper weapons, that is the ammunition. And why? Because you've got to defend yourself. You're not going to make it against somebody that's 15, 18, 20 feet tall. You will not. And so you must take the precautions that we've been talking about and put them into play the moment these things become visible. And so I said, now, set up a tripwire system where you've got some red lights, amber lights, green lights, I don't care what color lights, and a sound system that will let you know when these things are coming up. And so if you do that, you can give yourself the best protection you can, and the people of your tribe, your local villages, and even more than that. So that is where the northern aspect of this came in. Along the way, there have been appearances of these creatures in Bolivia and other areas in Central America and northern South America. They are being spotted, and the individuals that were sent in immediately by the country's equivalent of our special forces were not able to deal with it mentally, emotionally, or literally with tactical advantages and weaponry. So what did they do? Well, like always, they called up Uncle Sam and said, do you have anybody you can send down here? And my understanding is that they sent roughly a company of special forces operators and to look the situation over and find out what was going on. And the best thing that I can tell you is that there has been no one at this point, Steve, Doug, Joe, no one that has been able to come out of an encounter as they went in to the encounter. They have been changed. In some cases, changed to the point where within an instant, their hair went gray, and they had infirmities they never had before. And so we're talking about a situation that is beyond our ability to just deal with it. You know, when the sergeant comes up and says, look, deal with this, you don't deal with this. You have to do your best and hope you survive. Now, that being said, we're under a gun time-wise. What will it be? I don't know. Now, Steve, the only thing I told you about what I was going to say tonight was if I got a check from the Holy Spirit that I would not go beyond what I've said in some of these areas, so you understand.
Yes, I do, and I laid that out, I think, too, at the beginning. Greg, let me ask you one thing, too.
Yes.
Describe what your sources are saying is a 2.5 mile wide, basically underwater ship that's moving. And because, again, you know, there's so much garbage out there on the internet. People are saying it's this or that. But what are your military and scientist sources saying about that?
Well, they are saying that there is a underwater craft, I guess is the best way you can put it, but that it is a leviathan in size, something that, you know, if it suddenly surfaced and we had video of it, you wouldn't be able to take it all in. If they flew over it in a jet plane, it would take probably 30 seconds at least at 600 miles an hour to go from one end to the other. Now, that is what is keeping things together and also making it difficult to get an idea about, well, why is that needed? I can't answer that, except that I believe that it is a stronghold for those who are being sent to confront this series of creatures, and with the weaponry on board, the latest laser, sonic, visual weaponry that can take out anybody. And I will just say, maybe the verse, as you said, if the time were not cut short, well, where would we be? And with any more than what we've got now, men's hearts may fail them for fear. Look, they didn't put that in the Bible to make it dramatic. They didn't choose to do this so that we would say, oh, yeah, I got it, I understand. They were giving warning, clear warnings. All right, do you believe in Atlantis? I don't know. I guess I could, simply because there's some evidence, but not enough to satisfy me at this point. I want hard evidence, and I'm seeing it in under the ice. I'm seeing it in Steve's writing. I have no issue with what he's put forward. I have no problem with the incredible work that he and his team have done putting the DVDs together so that we have a clear picture of how, why, and where this has evolved. Now, the last thing I want to say at this juncture is this. The events that have occurred under the ice have put individuals in harm's way big time. They only have survived because when they found out about it, even the Nazis, who thought they were indestructible, said, I'm out of here. And they began leaving, and the ships on the surface that have been monitoring this were confirming that this indeed was taking place, and they sent SEAL teams and Green Berets down below the surface in elevators that were the size of a half football field. And why? Because they had to carry large, extremely large, cargoes on board, tanks, artillery, and other such weaponry for this very possibility that is unveiling itself now. And so the people that have survived, that came out of there, and I don't believe it was a large casualty count, although I am told there was some, and I'm being told this by several high-ranking military officers. One in particular is the most credible to me, and well, credible until he said, yep, I listen to Quayle all the time. That's why I'm calling you, because I want you to get hold of him. So, and I'm just kidding, Steve. He has great respect for you.
No, that's okay. You know, hey, Greg, I just got to share something. The late Sue Bradley, who was Admiral Thomas Moore, who was the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Sue was his lead researcher. And one time he listened to one of my shows, and Sue said before she even contacted me, she thought it was a little bit maybe too far out there. But he said this, and you know, obviously I'm saying this only to share the kind of the dittoing of it. Look, when God gives a man something, people can hate the man, and God knows I've engendered that in a lot of people, but you can't ultimately deny the fact that when something's given and proven to be from the Lord, it's real, okay? So Admiral Thomas Moore, you know, and obviously he made the statement to Sue. He said, Sue, listen to Steve, listen to him carefully, because he's telling the people what their future is going to be like. And Sue told me this, I think it's even on my website someplace, that she said, and he said that I was the only one telling people of what the real war and the real battles will be in the future. Now, I'm not saying that to blow wind in my sails, contrary to my critics who say I talk too much. I hardly ever talk too much about that stuff. But why I'm saying that is this, ladies and gentlemen, that God is preparing his people for what's coming. And what's coming now is upon our doorstep. Well, let's say it's at the beachhead. And what Greg is telling you is exclusive of me. I don't want to know. I don't know, for the record, nor would I ever ask who his sources are, any more than he would do that for me. But But the point is when the preponderance of evidence is tilting the scales to the point is, Greg, I'll be blunt with you. I prayed lately. I said, God, did I throw away 35 years of my life warning and writing about this stuff? Because people don't. And look, I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but at 65, you know, I mean, I don't know what else I would do because this is what God called me to do. And he said, be patient. Well, you know what that means in my world. That means slow down from 200 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour. And sometimes the Lord says, complete stop. And I don't mean that on what I'm doing. It's just like this, okay? Let me share this because I'm going to pray for a miracle, but we're going to put on a conference in Branson, Missouri. It's going to be the original innovators and the researchers and original writers on the whole theme of giants, fallen angels, UFOs. And it's on my website, ladies and gentlemen, Gen 6 Conferences. I've only agreed to do this because, quite candidly, I felt prompted of the Lord. The speakers are going to be Tom Horn, myself, L.A. Marzulli, Tim Alberino, Dr. Michael Lake, Derek Gilbert, Anselm P. Rambla, one of the most famous explorers in history, and it's all cutting-edge, up-to-date, original research. Now, are there people that need to hear this? My feeling is they all need to hear it, and it's going to be more of a teach-inar as opposed to a seminar. We limited it to six speakers, maybe seven, I think, and these guys are all, and most of you know all these names, but we're going to have a concerted effort to flow from the beginning to end. It's not enough just to tell you about the pyramids, what they mean, what the finds are, whether Ramesses the second statue, which has just been found, by the way, 24 plus feet. All these events are leading to something, and what we're telling you is this. Spiritual warfare is not basically a choice you get to make. Yes, I will fight, or no, I won't fight. I guess you can make that choice, but the devil won't honor it. God will honor faith, but the devil won't honor you're saying, well, you just leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. So when the angels in heaven who have seen God's magnificence, who behold his glory, who absolutely love the living God, are watching what's going on earth, and when they start to say, woe, you know, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, you see, you know, I get a kick out of it, Greg. You know you've been called it. You've been called a doom preacher, a fear monger. Everything I write is supposedly fear porn. You know, it's interesting because people get it all over the world and they say, thank you. These are questions that I've had on my heart from the beginning of becoming a Christian. Now I see clearly. Well, God's placed a time lock on this information, just like you. You are on this program courtesy of the Hagmans, and God bless you, Doug and Joe and John, those of you who have made this possible, but for such a time as this. Because until the Antarctic meme came into the public knowledge, they couldn't receive it. And, you know, I've said this before. You know, it's like when we start talking about stuff, that's when God allows the release of corollary. And you know, people say, well, that's just a bunch of crazy Christians. No, it's not, because there are people who are not Christians telling you, and they're making it even worse. Now, I want to make this comment because it's critical. Notice that at the same time as the release of the Antarctic and the beings, the critters, which you call them, and I call them the giants, okay? The cannibalism meme and theme has come into the public psyche worldwide. Now, this is a critical issue, Doug, and I know you get it, and I know a lot of listeners get it, but the cannibalism comes from the word Cana and Baal, which means basically the land of Cana and the prophets of Baal, or Baal, some people pronounce it, or some people go Baal. But the point is no matter what you want to call it, look at the Arch of Baal and the world of the world's leaders. So in essence, what you're seeing is a full-scale supernatural manifestation of the evil kings of the world getting ready to make war against God. The entities that have been reserved, you know, unto this day that are being released, and not all fallen angels are being released. Obviously, there's some that are bound in everlasting chains of judgment, but there's more than 200. A third of the angels in heaven fell. So whether people want to admit the fallen angel meme or theme, the CIA, you know, their main name program is Weeping Angel. And so now we've got fallen angels. We've got the name of a spook, code name for a whole series of covert operations, Weeping Angels, and I said this on my QCast yesterday, I think, that Weeping Angels, if you want to look up the Gregori, G-R-E-G-O-R-I, a group of fallen angels that sing, and they're crying, they're weeping to God to forgive them, and the Book of Enoch says God will not forgive them. So the idea is this, that, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you want to get this stuff in one place presented very carefully, go on Gen 6 conferences. You can go on my website, stevequayle.com, go over to the right-hand corner, and Gen 6 conferences, click on it, and you'll read about it. I'm hoping, Greg, that we get the people that are that God has raised up, that God is going to release, to come and hear this, because they've got to know the basis of their faith and what they're fighting for, and more importantly, who they're fighting against, and that the power that God has given, you know, people assume this. Look, you didn't, in your world of military and Green Berets and everything, they didn't turn you loose with exotic weaponry until you still had to learn how to break down and clean your rifle, okay? And unfortunately, most people think they're going into battle with, you know, their Bible, and if they have practical faith, and I would say faith that appropriates what they believe for, this is not the people I'm talking to. But I'm talking about the people that so haphazardly just think that somehow their idyllic walk with the living God will sustain them in the days and years ahead. It won't, because they're not being trained. They don't have battlefield experience, although they're going to be thrust into the battlefield, and they need to be trained. So that's what this Gen 6 conference is. It's called True Legends of Conference, and ladies and gentlemen, you can go on and start registering. The minute it went up, people started registering en masse, so we're limited to how many people we can have, but again, this is the only time you will get, and I think Tom Horn made this statement, just so you know, Tom and I have never appeared on the same stage on a conference. Obviously, we've been on TV and radio together, and Tom said, Steve, this is my last time. So, you know, I'm only telling you that because that's what he told me. And
Steve, hold that thought. We're right up against the break. Sorry to jump in there. We'll be right back. We're talking with Greg Evenson and Steve Quayle. Don't go anywhere.
In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.